virtual interviews, all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
This is your overnight weather update brought to you by Quick Lane Tire and Auto Center in Sheraton. Call for an appointment today at 641-774-2586. Skies in your overnight will be mostly clear with a low of 64, with an on and off chance of showers to bring you to your Tuesday with a patchy fog before your mid-morning hours, with mostly sunny skies and a high of 83 in your forecast.
Now it's time for Just Start Talking on Thunder Country, brought to you by People's State Bank in Albia. Just Start Talking is a community service program from KIIC. And now, live from high atop the square in downtown Albia, Just Start Talking.
With me for my installment of Just Start Talking, I have Kevin Stauner. It's a very unusual name, but we'll get to that later on. Kevin, thanks for being with me here on KIIC.
Well, thanks for asking.
Absolutely. I find it intriguing to talk about this item, but we'll get to that soon enough. But tell us a little bit about yourself. Tell us where you grew up at. What did you do when you were a young kid?
Well, I grew up on a dairy farm in northwest Wisconsin. I had three brothers and three sisters and my parents, and we had a small farm, and we continued to do the dairy business up until the mid-80s, and at that point in time, I moved on and chose a different path. I went into manufacturing, and eventually, about 30 years ago, I ended up going to Vonair in Pella, and I am continuing to work with them, and I have been there now as an engineer for about 30 years, so. It has been an interesting journey to transfer from Wisconsin to Iowa, but I like it here. This is home now for us.
Good deal. Good to hear that. I appreciate the fact that you're a farm kid because of the fact that I feel that farm kids have that work ethic in them, and especially with dairy, you really don't get a break from that, right?
Absolutely. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. If something had to happen, you had to be there and get it done. So, yeah, it is, I think, something that is maybe being a lost art here with kids growing up nowadays. Unless you have that opportunity to be raised on a farm, you don't quite understand what that lifestyle is.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. I'm talking with Kevin Stauner. He's a individual who has a phenomenal name for a business, and we might as well spill the beans right now. It's Johnny Cake Lavender, and so talk about that intriguing name.
Well, it kind of goes back to the heritage of where we are located. Our acreage is just off of Johnny Cake Road, which is a road that is established. Johnny Cochran wrote a song about the road. It's kind of one of those heritage-style roads and a former lover's lane that's between Bussey and Hamilton.
That is very interesting. I started my career teaching at Twin Cedars School District, but I don't remember ever seeing the Johnny Cake Lane, but that is really cool. So you're got a business with lavender. Well, why did you select this type of enterprise to get into?
Well, we were looking at, my wife and I, her name's Terry, we were looking at what do we want to do when we get closer to that retirement age. And we have a small acreage here, and we were looking at what type of crops could you produce something of value with a small amount of land. And after doing some research, lavender came into to one of the options that we were going to pursue. So after a couple of years of, you know, doing some testing with it and doing some investigating, started a small plot. We're now 3 years into the cycle of growing lavender. We have about 700 plants now, three different varieties. And we're finding that the demand for lavender is good. It was surprising when we first got started with it that there was a lot to learn. lavender, which is an herb that most people don't know that it is, has a massive range of applications. Food, fragrance, of course, the visual beauty of the flowers and the plant itself, cosmetics, and herbal medicines. So wide range of uses, and we just found that it fit right into what we practice here. We try to stay as natural as farming as we can. We do organic practices here, and we try to keep everything as close to nature as possible.
That's great to hear and interesting as well. I'm talking with Kevin Stoner. He's with Johnny Cake Lavender over there in between Bussey and Hamilton. Talk about the soil texture then. What is a good texture that the soil loves to utilize for this lavender?
So lavender, it doesn't require a lot of nutrients. It can grow in poor soil. Lavender is it needs to have well-drained soil, and that can be a little tricky with Iowa, because Iowa has a lot of clay, and where we live, it has its fair share. So what you have to do is have it in a spot that it'll drain moisture away from the roots. Otherwise, it has a tendency to die out. It'll get root rot if the moisture is too much. So we planted on a hillside, and we're finding by doing that, the moisture drains away effectively and will allow the plants to grow. As I had stated, we're about 700 plants now that we're growing, and they're doing well. We've harvested once already this year, and they're looking great. I expect we'll probably do another harvest yet before fall.
Help me out a little bit. I'm a little naive with this particular plant in terms of its life cycle. You plant it once and let it grow, or do you have to continue to plant year after year after year?
Yeah, it's a perennial, and the variety that we are growing is an English lavender. So the lifespan of English lavender is it's around 10 years. It takes about 3 years before the plant reaches full maturity. You'll get your best stems that produce your best flowers, and of course your essential oils that the plant is growing is also most potent after that point in time.
Well, also, when you think about it as well, what are we talking, row spacing? I mean, I would assume that they're in rows for easy harvest, for easy weed control, things on that nature. Give me some information about that.
Yeah, it's a big difference between crop farming. As I was growing up in Wisconsin, they're hooking up to the planter and going out to the field. And here we do by hand. So we are laying down a weed barrier. I have all my rows on 5-foot spacings, and my plants are planted at a minimum of 2 feet apart to allow for a mature growth.
And I'm assuming that with that in mind, since you are organic and of a natural in terms of keeping the plant that way, hand labor for weed control is your number one item. Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. We found first off the first attempt at finding a weed barrier wasn't so good. We had to regroup and go out and find a better product. It really makes a difference on what value of wheat barrier you're buying. Lay it down the year before, it will kill and sterilize your ground, so it really minimizes the amount of weeds that want to grow up through it. That's the trick, to minimize the starting of the weeds. So once you put your plant in, get established, the weeds are minimal. But I definitely do have some growing. The big benefit here is I do have a family, and they help and support us here. I've got some great grandchildren, and they will go out and help pull some weeds and take care of things and help Grandma and Grandpa out.
I'm smiling because of the fact that I think that's really cool, because, again, you're getting that work ethic instilled in the younger generation. So kudos to you guys for that.
Yeah, I appreciate that. But, yeah, it is definitely a labor-intensive job. It's everything is harvested by hand. All the weeding is by hand. So, yeah, you're out there with cult-style hand sickles harvesting this product. Nothing is mechanical in the harvesting. So it does take some time and a lot of work ethic to get it done.
We'll get to the marketing here in a little bit, but do you encourage your customers to go out and cut their own lavender, or is that a no-no?
We haven't established that yet. We are pursuing new avenues of opportunity. You know, when you have a small business like this, you're always looking at different ways to provide a product for your customer, and we are discussing how we can get people to eventually come out and cut their own lavender and get their products here at the farm. And currently, we are not doing that for this year. We've been going to a variety of different events, farmers markets and such, to supply product. And we also have a web page, too, that people can connect with and order online.
Yeah, we'll get to that in a little bit as well, but I am intrigued because of the fact that you are providing habitat for something that has been starting to go by the wayside, and that, of course, is the pollinators. Whether it's a certain bee or another certain bee, you are providing this, and do you see yourself that habitat, you know, trending to your place to survive, so to speak?
Started with growing the lavender, but I got myself into raising honeybees as well, knowing that exactly that it would be a great opportunity to have some bees here, and boy, do they love the lavender. They are over there working it as much as they can, and it's made some fantastic honey. I'm really looking forward to this year's crop. I think it's going to be phenomenal.
That's exciting to have, you know, and that hopefully will spur some more income, I would suspect, that you would like to see as well. Let's go ahead and turn the page a little bit, talk a little bit about governments. Are you able to get crop insurance for this particular enterprise?
Well, being as small scale as we are, I have not pursued crop insurance. I'm not sure if it's even available. If someone had information on that, it'd be interesting to find out if it would be something that would be worthwhile going into. I know of another lavender farm in the state of Iowa. They lost their crop to some storm damage. They did not have insurance either. So there's not a lot of lavender farms here in the state of Iowa. There's just a handful. It's kind of a unique niche in the agricultural market. So it's a good question, but I don't know if I could even find some insurance that would be affordable to be able to cover something like that.
All right. I'm talking with Kevin Stoner. He's the proprietor of Johnny Cake Lavender over near Bussey and Hamilton, just down the road from Albia here. And I have taken the privilege to go ahead and take a look at the website that you have, and it shows the products that you have, and to me it's very interesting that you have a lot of soaps. Walk us through the process of how you even get to this point in the juncture. I see there 4 ounces or 5 ounces. Talk about the soap products a little bit.
So with the lavender, to utilize it effectively, you can do a variety of things. So soap making has been one of the aspects of the products that we've developed. We're using cold processed soap, all natural products. There's no fragrances or any chemicals that we add into our soaps as preservatives and such. So we keep them, again, as natural as we can. We use the essential oils to do our fragrance. In doing so, we're providing our customers with an all-natural product that is better for them. Lavender is one of those products that's great for skincare. There's a lot of documented research on lavender. It is one of those plants that has shown to be a great thing for skin care. It reduces anxiety, reduces stress, and it helps with some of those things like acne and just a variety of uses with it. So we make our products with our oils that we produce off of our lavender. I have a still here that we processed the lavender buds and get the essential oils and the hydrosol from it. And we're able to make a variety of different things from soaps to lotions and such from that.
Where did your skill come from on the soaps? Did you already have that from when you were in Wisconsin and part of that farm operation and just brought down here? Or did you Google it like so many people do and looked at YouTube videos to figure out how to make soap?
Yeah, I wish I could say I was brought up with it, but I think there was probably a combination of things there. Growing up, my parents were older generation. They grew up through part of the Depression, and they really did what they needed to do to make everything, like a lot of canning and stuff. So I've always had that passed on with that creative niche. My wife is very similar in doing so. So, yeah, we did research. Yeah, you say Google, that's a great tool as far as opportunity, YouTube, videos and such. There's a lot of homestead opportunities around and some homestead groups that we have visited with in doing so. And ultimately, a lot of it goes to trial and error. And we have produced some pretty big oopses to start with. And then we've got some recipes now that are dialed in and very spot on. So happy with where we're at with our product now. It took a while to get there, but we definitely have a product that we can be proud of.
Well, that's great to hear. I'm looking at a product there on the website. It's called Lavender Milk Bath. Now, to me, as I look at that picture, it looks as if it's a powder that you must sprinkle onto the water and then it'll mix in. Is that what I'm getting out of that?
Yeah, it does. And there's lavender buds or lavender flowers in that as well. And that's the part that is the great part for your skin care. So soaking in that type of environment, it's taking a bath with lavender. It's a great anti-inflammatory. It has great qualities for that. So it absorbs through your skin. Has been shown to be, in a lot of cases, very beneficial for that.
Well, that's the thing about the human body. It will absorb items throughout its skin, and some people don't realize this, but this is a natural product and shows very beneficial items that people can get from it. I'm talking with Kevin Stoner. He's the owner proprietor of Johnny Cake Lavender over there by Bussey and the Hamilton area. And Kevin, I can only guess about this next question, but do you have problems with wildlife, the deer, the birds, the raccoons? Do you have problems with wildlife causing problems with your crop?
The nice thing about lavender is it doesn't attract the deer, the rabbits. They leave it alone. The biggest problem I've had would be the moles. I have been having a war with the moles here on our acreage. And what they would do would be when I would put out the new plants, they would pop them back up out of the ground. They don't like them there.
Huh.
Once they're established, they're fine. But it was that first go-around of getting them planted that I do rounds with the moles, and I think I'm winning.
That is interesting to hear because this is Deer Haven down here in southern Iowa, and I was just wondering if they were going to cause havoc with that. Let's go ahead and get into the marketing. Since I'm on the website, and it looks like it's very easy to manipulate through there because it says add the product to a cart, do you ship those out then on a daily basis, weekly basis? How's that work?
Yeah, we'll ship out on a daily basis as orders come in. And, yeah, the customers, they can just go to the website, browse through the products, select the quantities, It's a pretty easy process. There's no complications with it. It's been very secure for us, and it has been a good tool to help market. We also visit local farmers markets, Elvia. We're at Elvia tonight. That's on this Thursday night as I visit with you. We also go to the farmers market up in Knoxville and a lot of events that are around the countryside, from Fairfield to Tumwa up to Pleasantville and such. We try to stay somewhat local with the events to make it cost-effective, but we're trying to get out there so people have an opportunity to see our products and pick up some of the items that they may want.
Well, I'm sure one of the things that people all want to look at, instead of having it wrapped in plastic, they want to smell it to see if it's going to appease them. Is that proper? Am I thinking that on the right lane?
Yeah, so for the soaps, we find that we just wrap them in a paper wrapper. It's wide open. You can smell what the aromas are. We use different blends. Not all just lavender. We've got some great scents there for guys that would appreciate the more manlier scents. Though some guys do really like lavender. I know I have several guys that say they put lavender in their infusers and it helps them sleep at night. And that's another big benefit with lavender is it does help reduce that anxiety and stress, and it is used as a sleep aid.
I'll be darned, that is interesting. Now, there's a couple other items, and I'm not good at this, but I want to point them out. They are pressed flower arts, and looks like those are in a little glass frame, and I don't have enough patience to get those leaves flat and get those in a presentation form. Talk about that. It's got to take some technique.
And you know, I don't have the patience for that myself. That is my wife's area. She is an artist. My youngest daughter also works with her on that. And they created some beautiful pictures. They will go around and pick a lot of wildflowers that we have growing here. And we'll do the pressed art with them. Different size frames they'll use, some antique type frames. Try to use quality frames so that the picture itself is just more impressive. But very gorgeous work. We've had a great response to the people also purchasing those.
On the website, there's another picture on the homepage. It has the lavender upside down. So explain that. Is that how it's kept for a longer period of time? Is that what's happening there?
So our harvest season starts in June. And depending on the variety, it's June to July that we're harvesting. So if we're going to harvest the lavender, it's like you're going to drive hay for baling. We dry the lavender. We do that by hanging it upside down. And we've got chains that we'll put a rubber band around these little bundles that we make, and we'll hang them on these chains upside down, and we'll have 1,000 or more at a time in this drying area that we have set up with a fan blowing on them, and we'll dry them. And in doing that, it preserves the life of the lavender to be useful. So if I want to use it for decoration, it could be used still for decoration for years. If I want to use it to make essential oil or hydrosol at some other point in time, I could still do that as well. So it gives us a way to prolong the life and the use of the product.
And that makes a lot of sense for sure. I'm talking with Kevin Stoner. He's over there, Bussey, Hamilton area, talking about Johnny Cake Lavender on their farm that they have over there in that area, just north of Albia, per se. And also on your website, you have, indeed, the event calendar. And I love the fact that you have that already written out, Albia Farmers Market, and next week as well on the 18th. And then, lo and behold, the Sweet Corn Serenade is up in Oskaloosa, and you're going to be up there touting your product there. That's got to give you a sense of accomplishment going to a bigger town and knowing that the market should be a little bit better because of the fact that you have more people coming to this. Talk about your thinking on going to Oskaloosa during a big event like the Sweet Corn Serenade.
You know, foot traffic is key to any marketing strategy. So if you have more people, the opportunity to sell your products are going to be better. So we're looking forward to and excited with the opportunity to go to Oskaloosa and showcase our products. This will be our first time going to this event. So we're looking really forward to it. It just means there's more work to be done on our part to make sure that we have enough product, that we're continuing to replace items as we're selling them. For this to be what I thought was going to be a retirement opportunity, I'm a little ways away from retiring from my full-time job, but it's keeping me really busy. So summer's flying by. Doesn't seem like I'm getting much done, but we are doing well and really appreciating the support we're getting from all of the people out there, not only some of the bigger towns, but even the small towns or towns of Albia have been great for us. So I'm really looking forward to continuing on throughout this year and building on what we're doing here.
Go ahead and tell the folks what the address for the website is. It's very, very, very simple, but go ahead and tell them.
Yeah, we are Johnny Cake Lavender. Our webpage is johnnycakelavender.com. And you can also see us on Facebook. Look us up, Johnny Cake Lavender on Facebook.
And that is the go-to. It seems like a lot of business gets done on Facebook anymore, so that's kind of a nice deal. You don't have to pay any bills, you know, when you advertise on Facebook.
Yeah, marketing has changed from where things were at over the years. And it's just another tool that you have to utilize. So it's been good for us.
I've been talking with Kevin Stoner for my edition of Just Start Talking. And, of course, reminder to our listeners, if you want to listen to this broadcast all over again, go to the website here at KIIC. Go to www.KIICradio.com. Select that Audio Vault tab at the top banner there, and on the right side, you'll be able to see this Just Start Talking episode and all the other ones that we have as well, and listen to it all over again. Kevin, thank you so much for being with me and talking about Johnny Cake Lavender here on KIIC.
I appreciate the time. Thank you very much.
Out on my upon a pedestal, so high that I could almost see eternity. You needed me, you needed me. And I can't believe it's you, I can't believe it's true. I was lost.